Armed Muslim attackers commit another massacre of Christians in Nigeria. By Simon Kent on April 14, 2025. Fulani jihadists have murdered more than 60 Christians in a series of coordinated attacks across seven Christian communities in Nigeria as Holy Week begins. Governor Caleb Mutfwang called the bloody assaults in Bokkos County, Plateau State, a genocide in what is just the latest in a years-long war waged by Islamists against Christians across Africa in general and Nigeria in particular. The latest terror attacks, which targeted villages, left over 1,000 Christians displaced and 383 homes destroyed, according to community leader Mara Naradong. These armed Muslim Fulani herdsmen invaded our communities in large numbers, arriving on motorcycles and attacking us, Naradong told Christian Daily International Morning Star News. The assailants, representing the self-described religion of peace, also looted food stores and other items, exacerbating the devastation. The violence is part of a broader pattern of attacks by Fulani militias, who have killed thousands of Christians in Nigeria's Middle Belt in recent years, often driven by a desire to seize land and impose Islam, as desertification makes grazing increasingly difficult. Jeff King, president of International Christian Concern, ICC, persecution.org, condemned the attacks and called for urgent international intervention. The slaughter of over 60 Christians in Plateau State is yet another scene in the long-running play called Nigeria's genocide against its Christian population, King said. The Fulani militias have operated with impunity for almost 20 years, leaving villages in ruins and families shattered. The Nigerian government has never acted in a meaningful way to catch the perpetrators of these attacks or bring them to justice because they choose to ignore them while they plead with the U.S. for more military aid. The global community must hold the Nigerian government accountable to stop the stealth jihad and slow-motion genocide. As Breitbart News has long reported, Fulani jihadists continue to rack up murders across Nigeria, employing machetes and gunfire to slaughter men, women, and children, burning down thousands of houses, destroying property, and spreading terror. Anti-Christian bias has been rightly called the last acceptable prejudice, one that few bother condemning. No one much cares about offending Christians, wrote the Coalition of African American Pastors in an essay back in 2019. In fact, mocking, belittling, and blaspheming Christianity is becoming a bit of a trend in our culture. Anti-Christian bigotry truly is the last acceptable prejudice. The hypocrisy on display is astounding, the pastors continued. Christianity is the dominant religion of our country. It is the foundation of our government and morality. And yet, Christians are treated as fair game for mockery and insult. Multiple countries in sub-Saharan Africa have seen a rise in violence against Christians, Open Doors reports. Related, mob smashes, burns Christian church, homes in Pakistan. Currently, 8 of the top 10 deadliest places for Christians are in sub-Saharan Africa. And all of them, except Nigeria, have more faith-based killings than they did during the 2024 World Watch List reporting period. Chronic government instability has created an environment where Christians can be targeted, and where Islamic militants can use the chaos as cover for their attacks on Christians. Many Christians have been forced from their homes. Of 34.5 million displaced people across sub-Saharan Africa, around 16.2 million are Christians. On a global scale, Christianity and its followers combine to be the most persecuted religion in the world. The anti-Christian acts perpetrated against followers range across but are not restricted to profanation, including arson, defecation, desecration, looting, mockery, Satanism, theft, urination, and vandalism on churches. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.